Boys Cry 2. Hey SRG here, sorry I used to hate women part 3 isn't out yet, I've been having some technical issues with the video being produced, so I thought I'd do a quick video on why I think society needs to hear 3 words, boys cry too. You see, society has treated men and boys as if they have no emotions, and when we have an uncountable generation being fed this, we all tend to accept it as truth, as law, as borderline genetic scripture of one sex but not the other. We as men have been forced to create societies, armies, civilizations. Yes, women have been a part of shaping history and humanity, but honestly it's the men that have done the grunt of the labor, this is flat out undeniable. So after many generations of building, men should get a pat on the back, men should be given the big piece of chicken at the dinner table, men should just relax for the next 50 years or so. Well no, now we are being forced into a different realm of chaos. On one hand we are being taught that we need to be nice to have the life we desperately crave, then we are taught that it's wrong and we need to be accretive to get the girl and finally have sex, but then if we do that it's considered harassment, then if we mind our own business, we are considered mass murderer in the making, if we aren't interested in sex, our manhood is crucified by everyone, if we aren't chasing women down the street we are considered weak, if we aren't always ready to fight we are considered a sissy or too soft, if we are ready to fight we are considered a brute or a danger to society. All these messages are killing our boys, it's made our older men into stone-faced statues, I too find myself not in the best mental health, it's no secret I've always been unstable, but it's the expectations from my black parents, specifically my mother, that are hurting me emotionally, but since I am male I can't say that, cause I will be looked at as odd. No, I literally have to make a YouTube channel and make this video to really be honest on how I feel, that alone is scary, men can't express feelings, and it's going to create another generation of angry, depressed, porn-swallowing, beer-drowning, young men that won't know their purpose, we are very lost. A lot of men and boys have been castrated by women, the education system, society, wars, flat-out unfair expectations and the church. I was taught to be a nice guy and everything would be okay, until I was used by girls and it honestly made me hate women for over half my life, I was taught that I should open the door for women just because, but not once has a woman opened the door for me, I was taught that I should just do stuff because I am a man, when honestly that sentence has cost me my life on several occasions. I have done nearly everything men are supposed to do, besides have sex, just because of my gender roles, I have masturbated myself into crying spells because I felt such a disconnect it sent me it no wondering if I was a girl, yes you heard right. When I was younger I masturbated only because I thought it's what teen boys do, I literally forced myself into orgasm to make myself feel something, and now I am completely addicted to the act and my brain is suffering from burnout, if someone told me I didn't have to masturbate or look at porn because I am male, I probably wouldn't have been so thrashed emotionally and spiritually as a teen, now here I am in my mid-30s having panic attacks after I watch porn, I'm chemically addicted to this stuff. And men are told if they don't do this, then they aren't men, this is why I have such a bipolar attitude on women. They are taught to cover their bodies, but then they turn around and are taught they can trade their beauty and flat-out control men through sex, everyone loses, women are losing their ability to pair-bound by 25 and men are enslaved by social media. So as I see all this unfold, what do I do, what can I do? I cry, I simply can't stand what everyone's becoming these days, everything is making me sick, seriously, I did what I was told all my life and now I am flat-out paying the sins for having a penis. At my age group girls are single mothers and have serious baggage and are possessed by the spirit of feminism, there is no hope for me walking down the aisle. My parents want me to start dating and having kids as soon as I move out, it's simply too late, I spent near 10 years in college, and I spent 5 years on disability due to my weight, I'm in massive debt, I have extreme mental health issues, I am in no position to spend the rest of my 30s dating battered women and play stepdad, I refuse to run on the hamster wheel that society placed in front of me. Mark my words, when I get out of debt I will be leaving the state most likely and start over, I got a lot to sort out mentally, and honestly if I were to stay where I'm at I'd probably buy a gun and shoot myself. This is a warning to women and some advice to men, women, mothers-to-be, don't scold your boys for showing emotions, don't ever tell them boys don't cry like my mom did me, I literally have held my emotions inside and stabbed them to death until I had a mental breakdown and have spent over half my life in therapy. Saying boy don't cry is dehumanizing your son. And he will take that saying out on the first girlfriend he gets, you do not want that on your conscience, men, don't be afraid to cry, stop strangling your emotions on a daily basis, this is a part of the reason why I personally think we have incels, because of self-denial and bottled up pain that goes untreated, it's too much to take and the results are nearly always dead women who were innocent bystanders. Men, just because you cry doesn't make you feminine, it makes you human, remember. That, just try to deconstruct some of the teachings you have been taught all your lives. Comment if you want to chat more about this. God bless.